Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
I posted a couple funny things yesterday. I did get on that bandwagon where you ask ChatGPT to make a caricature of you. I did it.
You did it.
I got pulled in.
And it was spot on for you.
It's cute, I guess.
I can't tell if it's Nick Nack or Sydney Sweeney in the picture, but either
way,
there's
a lovely, lovely blonde woman in the background, and I definitely told Nicole it was her.
It looks like Nicole.
Obviously.
Like, when you sent me the picture, I was like, okay, like that.
It is supposed to be her, because it compiles everything that you've uploaded to chat, you know, which I'm not uploading pictures of Sydney Sweeney. I've used Nick Nack a few times.
But what was funny to me is you did have little He-Man action figures.
Oh, I know.
Your picture, but there's no children. Your kids
I know.
Aren't there.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken. Yeah, I'm a grown man who collects
everyone
action
else
figures.
Who I've seen.
Don't
those
worry about it.
Their kids are in the picture.
Don't worry about it, Katie.
They talk a lot
not
about
Jerry.
Their kids.
Don't worry about it. There was also a beautiful blonde woman in the background who loves a man who collects 80s action figures. That's right. Turns her on. Sometimes I set them up in the bedroom and let them watch.
Funny. Oh, it's a funny picture. And again, so accurate
Pretty
to
accurate.
You. So they nailed it.
Even had
one.
A Super Dupes hoodie
they
on.
No, the whole thing.
The second reason you need to go check out our socials is a funny video that we posted yesterday as well.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
The video was titled Annoy Your Coworkers Before They Annoy You, essentially. So,
yeah,
it's a pretty funny video. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. Okay, so... Speaking of my lovely, beautiful blonde wife, last night.
You've been giggling about this.
I'm sorry if I might be the only one who finds this funny, but I LOL'd when she came home and told me. So Reed, my son, is in a basketball league, and there's like a few teams within the league, okay?
Okay.
So the boys like to go watch some of the other teams play to support them. So there was a game last night that was not Reed Areno's team. It was another team in the league. So him and a bunch of his buddies on their team went to watch in the middle school gym to show support, okay?
Oh.
I know, really
I like
nice.
That.
It was late. I couldn't go. I was like, I'm tired. So Nick Nack was like, I'll go hang out with him. It's all good. She's like, I know another mom that's going, so I'll hang out with her. So. This is so stupid. It's just, I'm really building this up. It was so stupid. So Nicole says she's sitting there talking to this mom through the game, and she's starting to notice every time a kid goes up for a free throw, you know, to get those extra points, every time he's up there and he bounces the ball and he shoots it, you know, and after he shoots it behind her, she hears, that's my man.
Oh. Well.
Two shots, three shots. That's my man.
Is this a 14-year-old saying this?
This is a bunch of 14-year-olds, right?
Like,
that's my man. And Nicole's like, this went on for like all the game, the entire game. And she's like, we're finally in the fourth quarter after she's heard, that's my man. She's like, probably, you know, 30 times. She looks at the mom next to her and is like, somebody needs to talk to that girl back there. Like, she needs to relax a little bit. This is middle school. And not to mention, it's really quiet while they're shooting their free throws. And all
well,
you hear
yeah.
is, that's my man!
That's the thing. You're not supposed to talk during the free throws. Unless you're the opposing team.
Yeah.
You're trying to, like
distract
get them distracted.
Yeah.
So you
well,
say,
Nicole
shot.
Was like, everyone was actually being very courteous. And it was pretty quiet
as
in the gym.
You should, yeah.
When you're making your free points there.
Yeah.
And all you hear is, that's my man!
Laying claim at 14 is crazy, though. Like, that's
well, get this.
A little nuts.
Nicole turns to the mom and is like, somebody got to talk to that girl. Find out who the parent is. So the mom that Nicole was hanging out with looks back, and she's like, oh, no. That's one of our boys that keeps saying that from our team.
Oh.
What?
That's funny.
So it was one of Reed's buddies sitting next to him, and every time there was a free throw, that's my man!
That might throw me off.
Now you know why they go to each other's games.
I know! Like, I was like, damn it, of all the games I don't go to, that's the one I missed! She came home and told me that, and I just started dying. That it wasn't some little horned up girl. It was one of the boys from the other team. That's my man!
I love it.
I love middle schoolers.
That's why I love sports, Jeremy.
I know, right?
That's why.
God, it cracked me up.